Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, available 24/7 at ianmasters.com. And joining us now is Antonia Nuri Farzan, who is a staff writer at the Phoenix New Times, where she has for years covered former Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and where she has an article, Latino Reaction to Arpaio Pardon, Trump's Just Throwing Finger at the Federal Judges. Welcome to Background Briefing, Antonia Farzan.
Thanks for having me.
And President Trump held a press conference today with the leader of Finland, at which he was asked a question about his controversial pardon of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And the president said that he thought that Joe Arpaio was treated unbelievably unfairly and that Sheriff Joe is a great veteran of the military, a great law enforcement person. And then he went on to compare his pardon to the controversial clemency by Bill Clinton of Mark Rich and President Barack Obama's decision to commute the sentence of Chelsea Manning. But what's the local reaction? Is it still bubbling over in Maricopa County?
Absolutely. We already saw the ACLU of Arizona pushing back from this press conference and saying, if there's anyone who's treated unfairly, it's the people who are Arpaio wronged over the years, referring to the people who he racially profiled or wrongly arrested. Just because it happened on a Friday night in the middle of a hurricane heading for Texas at 5 p.m. Arizona time did not mean it went unnoticed. And today on Monday, people are still talking about it. And definitely the fact that Trump and Arpaio keep talking isn't making matters any better. So we're actually expecting there to be there's a protest scheduled for tomorrow at the federal courthouse, which is a group of lawyers who are actually coming out to protest what they see as an insult to the rule of law.
Well, at the press conference, President Trump was asked whether he tried to sort of hide the pardon by releasing the information in conjunction with the arrival of a hurricane over Texas that's impacted, obviously, Houston. And Trump had actually a pretty bizarre response to that. He said, I actually announced it at that time because I thought all the attention would be on the hurricane and this would help bring attention to the Arpaio pardon. So go figure.
Yeah, I don't even know what to make of that. But yeah, go figure, as he said.
So do you think, though, that my sense is that the rest of the country, and particularly Donald Trump's followers, the 35% that he keeps sort of throwing a bone to, that there's a great necessity to educate people about who Joe Arpaio is, and he's been incredibly mythologized. And my sense is that, because the guy that's led the campaign to mythologize and to make portray Joe Arpaio as a victim of the Obama Justice Department is this fellow Alex Jones, who's led the campaign to pardon Arpaio. What's your sense of whether there is a way to reach that 35% of people and let them know what you know and what most people, I believe, in Maricopa County know? And remember, back in November, Arpaio was soundly defeated in the elections by a double-digit margin. So my sense is that there's got to be a way to somehow let Trump's followers know that they're deifying the wrong guy.
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting. And I should start by saying a lot of what's floating around right now is this claim that it's a liberal judge who came after him and it was some kind of witch hunt. Well, the judge who charged him with contempt of court was actually an appointee of George W. Bush. So there just is no factual truth to the idea that Obama was somehow behind it. But to get to the question that you raised, definitely we did see him get voted out in November in part because he just got to be too expensive. A lot of conservative people who had backed him up until that point saw how much he was costing the county in lawsuits and frankly didn't want to pay for it anymore. So, you know, for the rest of the country who are not on the hook for those bills, they don't have that same impetus to say, you know, we should get rid of this guy. But it is interesting to see that some of the pushback was not necessarily from a human rights perspective or from a civil rights perspective, but simply just looking at what it costs. So I don't like it, but I guess sometimes that's the way to get through to people.
And what's the mood amongst the Latino population in Maricopa County and in Arizona at large? Because that was at the heart of the injunction, was it not, that Arpaio mm-hmm. ignored, that he was racially profiling and sending his deputies out essentially to round up Latinos and stop them in Latino neighborhoods, literally pull them over and just like the Gestapo and say, show me your papers.
Absolutely, yeah. And what he finally got charged for was for contempt of court, because after he was told he had to stop racially profiling, he didn't. He claimed in court that he had no idea of what was going on and wasn't involved with day-to-day operations. But he actually went on TV, I think, at least 10 times and talked about the fact that he was not following the judge's order. So that definitely didn't help his case much. But yeah, in terms of the reaction, I mean, definitely people are not happy about it. My colleagues and I were in the position Friday night really to be breaking the news to a lot of people. And one local immigrants' rights activist actually screamed when she heard the news. You know, everyone kind of knew it was coming back when Arpaio endorsed Trump earlier last year. It was very clear that he was angling for a presidential pardon down the line. And even when the ruling came out that he was found guilty of contempt of court, a lot of people we talked to said, well, you know, I'm happy about it, but I don't really think he's ever going to do a day in prison, to be honest with you, because they figured that Trump would have his back. So there definitely is a sense this was expected, but I don't think that makes it feel like any less of a slap in the face to people who have been essentially terrorized by him over the years. It's basically saying law enforcement can do whatever they want and they don't have to follow the Constitution and there will be no consequences for that. So people are rightfully upset about it.
So how do you think this is going to impact? It looks as though Arizona is going to be the key state in terms of who holds the Senate in the 2018 elections. If the Democrats have a chance of winning the Senate, it would involve the two Senate seats there. And Donald Trump has effectively declared war on Jeff Flake, the junior senator, and campaigned, as he did a few days ago in Arizona, to replace him without naming him. And Trump's also attacked McCain. And McCain, of course, is recovering from brain surgery. So he may be vulnerable, both in terms of health and in terms of Trump's attacks on him. So what's your reading there, since you're there in Arizona and cover politics? What's your reading on where the Republican Party stands? Are they likely to go along with an extreme right-wing candidate who would primary Flake? And obviously McCain is not up for re-election, but he could be incapacitated.
Yeah, well, it's definitely interesting that you see both McCain and Flake coming out and condemning Trump's choice to pardon Arpaio. Flake certainly didn't do it in very strong terms and kind of just said he was opposed to the way the process had happened. But the fact that both of them are speaking out against that, I think, is really significant. I mean, Flake put out a book recently where he talks about how the future of the Republican Party is not being the party of angry old white men, and that they have to course the Latino vote, and they have to, you know, really be trying to not alienate immigrants, but instead to welcome them in if they want to survive. So certainly he's conscious of that, but at the same time, you do have a very strong anti-immigrant, pro-Trump faction in the state who, you know, have been supportive of Trump and who have criticized McCain and Flake for standing up to Trump. So definitely very strong contingent that will be backing an alternative to Flake, and it'll just be interesting to see what the numbers are and if they end up pushing, you know, getting someone who's further right into office as opposed to getting someone further left in.
You mean somebody like Chemtrails Kelly?
Yep, Chemtrails Kelly is exactly what I was thinking of. Yeah, yeah.
And that, of course, is how Mitch McConnell's PAC described her being a conspiracy theorist. And I think she's pretty much the one that Trump has signaled that he will put forward. Is that your understanding?
Right, yeah. And it's hard to tell. It's kind of been changing every day. For instance, at the Phoenix rally beforehand, he was talking all about Kelly Ward. And then when we got in there, all of a sudden, her supporters weren't allowed to wear Kelly Ward t-shirts. They weren't even allowed to have Kelly Ward stickers. So he was kind of suddenly distancing himself and apparently meeting with other candidates. So it's honestly just been very hard to keep track of who's in the running at this point. There's a lot of different names that have been floated out there. I mean, the Arizona treasurer, Jeff DeWitt, was Trump's campaign COO, but he said that he's not interested in running, but his name still gets thrown out there a lot. So, yeah, there's really just a lot of speculation at this point, but Kelly Ward is really the most well-known name who said that she's going to be throwing her hat in the ring, although how many people actually take her seriously in doing that is another question.
Well, Antonia Fazan, just to go back to the press conference today where Donald Trump praised Joe Arpaio and defended his decision to pardon him, he went on to say, as we say, Sheriff Joe, he's done a great job for the people of Arizona. He's very strong on borders, very strong on illegal immigration. He's loved in Arizona. Now, I mean, he obviously strong on borders, strong on, and by the way, Donald Trump went at great length talking about how he's going to build the wall and get Mexico to pay for it. But the claim that he's loved is certainly not supported by his defeat in the November election. So what's your reading on how much Arpaio is loved in Arizona?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there still is a strong contingent that supports him. I was actually out of town over the weekend, and as I was waiting for my flight back to Phoenix, I wasn't quite sure if I was on at the right gate because it didn't say Phoenix yet. And I heard a bunch of people talking about how much they loved Joe Arpaio and how it was the judge who should be in jail, not him, and how he was a hero to law enforcement all across the country and hadn't done anything wrong. So then I knew I was sitting in the right place. But yeah, that definitely is a faction that exists, but it's obviously not the majority, seeing as, like you said, he did get voted out. And I think what's also important to remember that a lot of people outside Arizona aren't aware of is that a lot of, you know, he was supposedly tough on crime, but a lot of investigations suffered because he was so focused on immigration and on cracking down on people who were supposedly here illegally. You had hundreds of sex crimes that did not get investigated, including at least 35 that involved child molestation, because they were spending so much time and resources in trying to track down undocumented immigrants. So for people who are seriously looking for a sheriff who takes crime prevention seriously, it was pretty clear that was not him. And I don't think that sending deputies out to Hawaii to look for Barack Obama's birth certificate helped either.
Well, Antonia Fazan, I find the whole thing extraordinary. And I go back to the need to for the American people to be educated about who the man is that Donald Trump pardoned and what his real record is like. And I hope at the end of the day that I take it you'll continue to do so. But outside of Arizona, I'm not sure that people are aware of the full picture.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been trying to get the word out by sharing some of our older coverage because the Phoenix New Times has been covering him critically basically since he got into office. So we have 24 years of coverage that we've just been trying to spread the word to the rest of the country at this point.
Well, Antonia Nuri Fazan, I thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And again, I've been speaking with Antonia Nuri Fazan, who's a staff writer at the Phoenix New Times, where she has for years covered former Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and where she has an article, Latino Reaction to Arpaio Pardon, Trump's Just Throwing a Finger at Federal Judges. We're going to take a brief station break and back. We're going to do a repeat of the White House leaning on the CIA to cook the books on intelligence, this time to justify a war against Iran.